Welcome to the Korea Herald Podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각을 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요. 웰컴 투 더 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 에브리바디. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트를 찾아주셔서 감사합니다. 이번 주 진행을 맡은 최정윤 기자입니다. 그리고 오늘은 네오미가 함께 해주고 계십니다.
Hey everybody, it's Naomi.
Hey Naomi, it's been a long time since we actually talked.
Yeah, I felt like this was a really busy November.
Yeah, how so?
I had in the beginning, my family was visiting me for a week, and then I also did the topic exam, the Korean proficiency exam. So I had to study for that. The results come out next month. I am not that optimistic.
Do you have to take the test, like, in order for you to stay in Korea, or why did you take the test?
I don't need to take the test, but just because I had studied at a language school for a year, I thought it would be good to have a official record to know where my proficiency level is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was it hard?
It was mostly like just time management issues.
That's the difficult part when taking a test, right?
Yeah. I messed up on the writing section and I had to ask for a completely new
paper?
Yeah,
it was bad. If I were you, I would have panicked.
I was panicking. I'm getting too old for this kind of anxiety.
Hey, you're not old. You're so young. 아, 오케이. 아, 이번 주 나오미가 토픽 테스트를 응시했다고 하는데요. 평소에 나오미가 한국말을 그래도 되게 잘하거든요. Maybe you can say hi to people in Korean.
아닙니다.
네, 여튼 그래서 되게 바쁜 11월을 보냈다고 합니다. 이번 주 저희 역시나 두 개의 기사를 가지고 왔는데요. We'll dive right into the article. 첫 번째 기사는 바뀌고 있는 아버지상, 현대 아버지들은 어떻게 바뀌고 있는가에 대해서 다룬 긴 기획 기사와 두 번째는 템플스테이에서 음식에 대해서 조금 더 자세히 다뤘던 기사 하나를 또 가져와 봤습니다. 그러면 첫 번째 기사 읽고 오시겠습니다.
Choosing children over career. Fatherhood changing in modern Korea. Men's gradual pivot to parenting comes in line with women's career progress, past paternal trauma, experts say. A 37-year-old executive at a tech startup in Seoul, surnamed Choi, made what seemed a bold decision after welcoming the birth of his first child 2 years ago. He took 3 months of paternity leave. Even though it was only for 3 months, choosing to prioritize his child over his career during that time was daunting for him. But Choi didn't want to pass down the empty feeling he recalled from his own childhood to his newborn son. Growing up as a latchkey kid whose parents worked full-time, Choi had struggled when he was little staying home alone. The stigma persists that men are less nurturing and less domestically adept than women. But social norms are changing, so we should too, Choi said. In Korea, which has historically followed Confucian principles dividing labor in the family by gender, men were expected to work outside the home as the breadwinners, while women were expected to do all of the housework and child rearing. But fathers like Choi are becoming increasingly common.
Thank you, Naomi. The reason why I brought the little kicker for this article is because it was very long, so I had to cut down some parts. 우선 이 키커에서 저희가 단어나 내용들을 먼저 보면 좋을 것 같은데요. 기사가 워낙 길다 보니까 단어들을 보기 위해서 몇 가지를 좀
생략한 부분 양해 부탁드립니다. 전체 기사는 홈페이지에서 읽으실 수 있으니까요. 재밌으니까 꼭 한번 읽으시면 좋을 것 같습니다. 첫 번째에서 Men's gradual pivot to parenting comes in line with women's career progress, past paternal trauma experts say 라고 했을 때 pivot이라는 단어는 어떤 뜻인지 설명해 주실 수 있나요?
This means that you are changing direction. So when you pivot, for example, if you're just standing on one foot, you pivot, that you just switch to a different direction.
Right. Pivot은 이제 방향을 바꾸다라는 뜻인데요. 오늘날 현대사회의 아버지들이 예전에는 커리어를 더 많이 선택하고 양육에 조금 신경을 뭐 쓰지 못하는 그런 현실이었다면 커리어를 조금은 포기하고 양육에 더 집중을 하는 그런 모습들이 보인다라는 내용을 다룬 기사였습니다. 첫 번째 문단에서 먼저 살펴보기 전에 Should we talk a little bit about this article? I read it. I thought this article was very interesting. And some of the comments that read on our Instagram post was people who welcomed this new change, while some said that this is a change that came too late. How did you read this article, Naomi?
I think at this day and age, men taking care of children or doing housework, these are things that should definitely already be normalized. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, in the West, there's a lot of talk about sarcastically about how men always get praised for being a good father
right.
when women have been doing the same thing for ages and nobody calls them, praises right. them extra for calling them a good mother.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, but in the context of in Korea, I can see because it is a very patriarchal society and mm-hmm. things have generally been slower, mm-hmm. the uptake has been slower than other places. I feel like in the context of Korea, it definitely is a good progress, mm-hmm. but it is slower than
right.
the rest of the world.
I mean, personally, I remember my dad always working and my mom always picking us up from school, taking us to bed, and those roles were very differentiated, mm-hmm. very distinctive. I don't know about the cultures in Hong Kong, like are fathers more involved in child rearing?
I would say it's quite similar to Korea, but not as mm-hmm. On the, I guess, far end of the scale. Mm-hmm. I think in Hong Kong, it's very common that both parents are working.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Korea now, it's bapbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So men also have to, like both men and women have careers mm-hmm. to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, in my family, mm-hmm. if my mom was cooking, then my dad would always do the dishes.
Oh, okay.
Or they take turns doing the laundry. He does mm-hmm. the groceries.
And your mom worked while you were growing up?
She didn't for a while because mm. our family, we have three kids in the family.
Oh, yep. Two other siblings.
Yeah, two other siblings.
Oh.
So when we were very young, my mom didn't work for a while and then she went back into work.
You guys were all grown up.
Yeah, but she was actually an English teacher, so mm. she tutored at home.
Oh.
So it helped a lot. But we, in Hong Kong, we also have a domestic helper. In Hong Kong, it's a bit different. We have
hired
domestic helper to take care of us, like do the also mm. well, take care of us and also like help with the housework and cleaning.
Interesting. 우선 저의 부모님 혹은 제가 클 때만 해도 아버지들이 조금 더 일에 집중하시고 어머니가 양육을 이렇게 전담하시는 모습들이 더 많이 보여졌던 것 같은데 이 기사에서 소개하는 일화들이나 아니면 대부분의 사례들이 아버지들이 실제로 그 출산 휴가라든지 육아 휴직을 내는 그런 모습들이 늘어난다는 내용의 기사였습니다. 홍콩이랑 한국이 조금 뭐 문화적 차이가 있을 순 있지만 한국이 다른 나라에 비해서는 이렇게 변화하는 모습들이 조금 느리다라는 어떠한 비판적인 시각도 있지만 여전히 바뀌고 있는 게 긍정적인 건 아닐까라는 사람들의 의견도 있었습니다. 그럼 첫 번째 문단으로 넘어가 보도록 하겠습니다. 중요한 단어죠. 이 기사에서 paternity leave.
It refers to the holidays or the leave that are given to fathers. Paternity means relating to fathers. So paternal means father's side. The opposite is maternal, maternity leave.
Right. 엄마가 어떤 육아휴직을 떠나는 거에 대해서는 maternity leave라고 하고 이거는 아버지가 육아휴직을 떠나는 것을 paternity leave라고 이해를 하시면 되겠습니다. 두 번째 문단으로 넘어가 보도록 하겠습니다.
We have the word daunting. It means something that's difficult to deal with when you when you're anticipating something, when you're imagining it, you're thinking that it's going to be difficult. So a synonym that you could use here would be intimidating.
Intimidating. Could overwhelming also be used?
Yeah, so it's like the thought of it was just, even just thinking about it was overwhelming.
Okay. Daunting은 이제 생각을 하는 것만으로도 큰 뭐 스트레스를 준다거나 부담을 느끼게 하는 뭐 벅찬 혹은 주눅이 들게 하는 라는 뜻으로 한국에서는 이해를 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 이 문장에서 봤을 때는 even though it was only for three months, 그 육아휴직이 단지 3개월 뿐이었지만 choosing to prioritize his child over his career during that time was daunting for him 이라고 한다면 그 기간 동안 자신의 커리어보다 아이를 우선시하기를 선택하는 것이 그에게 이 앞에서 나온 37살의 초이라는 사람의 사례에서 그 사람에게 굉장히 벅찼다라고 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 또 중요한 그리고 재밌는 표현이 하나 있는데요. We have latchkey kid.
So a latchkey is the key to an outside front gate or a door. And it means that it refers, when you're talking about latchkey kids, it means those kids who have to go back to an empty home after school or they're at home and there's no supervision. So why they use this phrase, term latchkey is because they had to let themselves in.
Right.
So that's how it came about.
Yeah, it's latchkey라는 단어는 말 그대로 현관 열쇠라는 뜻입니다. 근데 맞벌이 부부의 아이, 맞벌이 부부 자녀를 영어 표현으로는 latchkey kid라고 하는데요. 그 이유는 이제 아이가 학교에서 혹은 어딘가에서 돌아왔을 때 집에서 반기고 문을 열어주는 사람이 없어서 현관 열쇠로 직접 문을 따고 들어가서 집 안으로 들어가야 하는 그러한 상황을 상상 혹은 연상시키면서 맞벌이 부부 자녀를 latchkey kid라는 라고 표현하는 단어가 있습니다. 그럼 다음 문단으로 넘어가도록 하겠습니다. What word do we have, Naomi?
This is the word adept. It means that you are very, it means you are skilled at something. And here, less domestically adept means less domestically skilled. Or you could say less domestically inclined. Inclined is I-N-C-L-I-N-E-D. So that means that you just tend to do less domestic work or you tend to be less good at doing domestic work.
네, 그러면 the stigma persists that men are less nurturing and less domestically adept 라고 하는 문장이 있습니다. 어떤 stigma, 남자에 대한 인식이 있는데요. 남자가 less nurturing, 아이를 조금 여성보다 덜 돌보고 그리고 housework, domestically 하면은 가정, 가사 일을 더 잘하지 못한다 라는 인식이 있다 라는 문장이었습니다. 유의어, 그 동의어가 inclined라고 네오미가 소개를 해주셨습니다. 다음 문단으로 넘어가 보도록 하겠습니다. 저희 팟캐스트에서 대체로 뭐 몇 번 다뤘던 단어인데요. We have this word breadwinner.
Means a person who usually earns money to support the entire family. You could say the provider of the family or the sole earner. Sole as in S-O-L-E and then earner.
But we use this term to male and female. So there's no differentiation between...
There's no gender connotation for this word.
Breadwinner이라고 한다면 someone who gives takes the bread to home, right? We started from there, I think, right? 집에 누가 빵을 가져가냐, 즉 집에 누가 돈을 혹은 경제적인 그런 책임을 지고 있냐라는 뜻에서 가장이라고 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 뭐 여기에 젠더가 특히 뭐 더 들어 있는 건 아니어서 뭐 여성이든지 남성이든지 가장 집에 경제적 책임을 지고 있는 사람을 breadwinner이라고 해석하시면 되겠습니다. We have child rearing as well.
This is the process of bringing up or raising children.
자녀 양육이라고 생각하시면 될 것 같습니다. 그래서 while women were expected to do all of the housework and child rearing 한다면 여성이 가사일 그리고 모든 아이들을 양육을 하는 것을 다 하는 것이 기대되어 있는 동안이라고 생각을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 여기서 첫 번째 기사를 마무리하고 다시 한번 읽고 두 번째 기사로 넘어가도록 하겠습니다.
Choosing children over career. Fatherhood changing in modern Korea. Men's gradual pivot to parenting comes in line with women's career progress, past paternal trauma, experts say. A 37-year-old executive at a tech startup in Seoul, surnamed Choi, made what seemed a bold decision after welcoming the birth of his first child 2 years ago. He took 3 months of paternity leave. Even though it was only for 3 months, choosing to prioritize his child over his career during that time was daunting for him. But Choi didn't want to pass down the empty feeling he recalled from his own childhood to his newborn son. Growing up as a latchkey kid whose parents worked full-time, Choi had struggled when he was little staying home alone. The stigma persists that men are less nurturing and less domestically adept than women. But social norms are changing, so we should too, Choi said. In Korea, which has historically followed Confucian principles dividing labor in the family by gender, men were expected to work outside the home as the breadwinners, while women were expected to do all of the housework and child rearing. But fathers like Choi are becoming increasingly common.
Thank you, Naomi. 두 번째 기사는 재미있는 문화 기사입니다. 우선 읽어보고 같이 한번 얘기 나눠보도록 하겠습니다.
Baekyangsa's Buddhist cuisine temple stay teaches what it means to eat beyond taste. The tree surrounding Baekyangsa, a temple in Changseong County in South Jeolla Province, boasted their crimson and yellow leaves on a quiet Friday in November. The temple, about a four-hour drive from Seoul, offers an escape from high-rise buildings, city pollution, and the noises and stress of our daily lives. This solitude and the opportunity to empty one's mind are probably among the main reasons many people embark on temple stays offered at traditional temples around the country. Baekyangsa offers a temple stay experience that is specialized in temple cuisine. Mealtimes are quiet because they are considered a time to contemplate on oneself and appreciate the food as well as the efforts that went into producing and preparing the meal. Even through this small change, people who are often overwhelmed with vast food choices and feel no guilt about leaving leftovers might get a fresh perspective on the act of eating. At Baekyangsa, participants can delve deeper into how Buddhism deals with one of the most crucial aspects of human existence and learn how food is a spiritual activity beyond the mere act of eating.
Thank you. So before we go into the article, we can talk a little bit about the experiences that I had during my temple stay in Maguksa.
Yeah, Changyeon, tell us how it went and what you learned.
So first of all, before going actually like applying to this temple stay, the thing that I was worried about the most was about the food, because I heard like a story that I have to eat everything and have to like wipe everything with tamuji.
Okay.
And then eat that too.
Okay. So even the leftover sort of sauce.
Yeah.
And every single bit has to be spotless.
Like, yeah. Even little one gochugaru I cannot leave. Like, but thankfully that wasn't what happened. But they emphasized a lot on not leaving the food. Like we have to eat everything.
But you could take like how much... Like, could you portion it, Like if you were, say, I'm not so hungry today, you could take less food?
Yeah. I could take less food. But they gave us only 30 minutes to eat.
Okay.
So you cannot eat like more. So you can, so no one's allowed to talk while you're eating. And they kind of made us really focus into what we are eating and really appreciating what we had. But the problem was, when my friend was eating chili, like seasoned chili, like 절인 고추, she was like picking the chilies mm-hmm. with her chopsticks. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, appreciate your food. And she said like, oh, I think there's something inside. And then she found a really big caterpillar inside the chili.
Wow.
No kidding. It was as big as my pinky finger.
Well.
And then she stopped eating. And she had to leave the the chili. Mm-hmm. But nobody like said, why are you leaving this?
Okay. So they were not like strictly enforcing that rule.
Or they knew that something they knew. Maybe there were complaints before. But we don't know.
Okay.
Well. And yeah, that became a very like a big trauma for my friend. Yeah, those things happened. But I said, but this is all organic. That's why you have the caterpillar in our chili, right?
It's protein.
Yeah, it's protein. Anyways, like now when I think about temple stays, that's the only story that I can remember.
Not about getting clarity or...
That's too, but like temple stay, caterpillars. That's what I experienced. But the message that they are trying to give us is... really focusing on the food, because when we're eating, we usually watch something like YouTube or like dramas, and that kind of we can miss out on how it tastes. Mm-hmm. And if you're watching something, I heard that our brain stops like or functions slow, mm-hmm. so we don't know when we are full. So after reading those, I try not to watch anything while I'm eating, but. That's kind of a message that this article is trying to deal with, I think. Mm-hmm. Right. 방금 나오미한테 제가 다녀온 템플스테이에 대한 사례를 소개했는데 이름은 밝히지 않은 게 좋을 것 같습니다. 어떤 템플스테이였는데요. 되게 자연도 좋고 유네스코로 지정되기도 하고 좋은 템플스테이였는데 음식에서 애벌레가 나와서 그게 제 친구한테 큰 트라우마로 남았다는 얘기를 잠깐 나눠봤습니다. 하지만 그런 게 주제가 아니고요. 뭔가 음식을 정말 감사할 줄 알고 여기에 집중하는 시간을 제공하는 경험을 저희 코리아 헤럴드 기자가 직접 경험하고 와서 쓴 기사입니다. 첫 번째 단어를 먼저 보도록 하겠습니다. We have this word boast.
It means... something that has a feature that you can be proud of. Mm-hmm. So in this case, the trees have it's about the color of the leaves, right? Mm-hmm. So you could say a synonym that you could say would be to show off. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to use it in another sentence, you could say the hotel boasts high standards of comfort.
Right. Boast는 뽐내다, 자랑하다라는 뜻이니까 네오미가 말씀하신 대로 어떤 것에 자랑스러워하거나 혹은 보여주는 show off라는 단어를 바꿔서 쓸 수 있을 것 같습니다. 여기서는 장성 카운티에 있는 백양사라는 절이 그 crimson and yellow leaves를 자랑하고 있다라는 내용으로 이해를 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 두 번째 문단으로 넘어가 보도록 하겠습니다. Solitude라는 단어가 있어요.
This is the state of being alone. Mm-hmm. And it has a bit of a different nuance than isolation and loneliness because, mm-hmm. or seclusion. Those ones are kind of, has the nuance that you don't really want to be mm-hmm. by yourself.
Right.
But solitude is when it doesn't really have that negative connotation.
Does it have a positive connotation or just a neutral?
It's quite neutral, I would say. Yeah.
Okay, so state of being alone. Mm-hmm. 대체로 뭐 loneliness, what was the word that you mentioned?
Isolation and seclusion. I would say people tend to use solitude more in a positive framework because it always goes like, oh, I would like some peace and mm-hmm. solitude. So they always go together. Mm-hmm. Because I think isolation and loneliness, those are so negative mm-hmm. that people just tend to use solitude in a more positive manner.
Right. Isolation 혹은 loneliness는 혼자여서 오는 외로움 그리고 뭐 다른 사람들과 함께하지 못함이라는 부정적인 느낌을 가지는 단어일 때 solitude는 정말 혼자 있는 상태라고 생각을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 한국어 뜻을 네이버 사전에 찾아보면 고독이라는 뜻이 나오는데요. 영어로 실제로 사용됐을 때는 this weekend I would like to just spend myself or give myself some time, find peace and solitude라고 한다면 혼자서 이번 주는 정말 평화와 그런 혼자 보내는 시간들을 가지고 싶다라고 긍정적인 뜻으로 사용을 더 많이 한다고 합니다. Anything you want to add? You have that gaze looking at me? No? Okay. 네, 그렇게 이해를 하시고 넘어가면 될 것 같습니다. 두 번째 단어는 embark on이라는 뜻인데요.
It means to start something new or important. And so it's always you would embark on a journey or a new career or even a risky project.
Mm-hmm. Embark on이라고 한다면 뭐뭐를 시작하다, 뭐뭐에 착수하다, 뭐뭐에 나서다라고 해석을 할 수 있는데요. 그냥 it's rather than just using start or initiate, this word has more meaning as you're starting something important.
Mm-hmm.
중요한 혹은 좀 더 의미 있는 무언가를 시작할 때 embark on이라고 하고 embark on a journey라는 뜻을 많이 쓰는데 어떤 새로운 여행, 새로운 모험을 시작하는 그런 뜻으로도 많이 쓰이고는 합니다. 그래서 여기서는 the solitude and the opportunity to empty one's mind are probably among the main reasons many people embark on temple stays. 사람들이 temple stay 에 나서는 템플 스테이를 시작하는 많은 이유들이 아마도 이런 혼자 있는 상태 그리고 empty one's mind 정신 혹은 생각을 비우는 그런 기회를 위해서 embark on temple stays 템플 스테이를 시작하는 이유다라는 내용의 문장입니다. 세 번째 문단으로 넘어가 보도록 하겠습니다.
We have this word contemplate. It means to reflect on or to think about, or to meditate on.
Mm-hmm. 명상하다, 고려하다, 생각하다, 혹은 심사숙고하다 여러 맥락적으로 다양한 뜻이 있는데요. 여기서는 meal times are quiet because they are considered a time to contemplate on oneself and appreciate the food라고 한다면 음식을 먹는 시간이 조용한 이유는 이 시간이 스스로를 되돌아보고 음식의 중요성에 대해서 다시 한번 생각해보는 그런 시간으로 여겨지기 때문이다 라고 이 문장을 해석하시면 될 것 같습니다.
Let's go to the last paragraph. We have this word delve into. Usually you would say she delved into her handbag in search of a pen. So you really reach inside something mm-hmm. to search for something. So in this context, it means that you are reaching into something to look for more information about mm-hmm. something. So you could also say participants can go deeper, can dig deeper, look deeper, explore deeper.
Mm-hmm. Explore deeper. Delve into라고 한다면 어떠한 방금 나오미가 말씀해 주셨듯이 뭔가를 꺼내기 위해서 가방 깊숙이 손을 넣어서 찾았다라고 했을 때 delved into라고 쓸 수 있다고 했는데요. 철저하게 조사하다, 철저하게 뭔가 찾다라는 뜻으로 해석을 하실 수 있습니다. 그래서 앱 백양사에는 participants can delve deeper into how Buddhism deals with one of the most crucial aspects of human existence라고 한다면 temple stay에 참여하는 참여자들이 어떻게 how Buddhism 불교라는 종교가 deals with one of the most crucial aspects of human existence. 인간 존재 여부에 대해서 가장 중요한 부분들을 어떻게 다루는지를 delve deeper into. 더 생각해보고 알아보고 탐험해볼 수 있게 해준다라고 해석을 하시면 됩니다. Delve deeper into 혹은 explore deeper이라고 또 바꿔서 사용할 수 있다고 얘기를 방금 해주셨습니다. 이 기사 모두 다시 한번 읽고 마무리해 보도록 하겠습니다.
Hek Yangsa's Buddhist cuisine temple stay teaches what it means to eat beyond taste. The tree surrounding Hek Yangsa, a temple in Changsong County in South Jeolla Province, boasted their crimson and yellow leaves on a quiet Friday in November. The temple, about a four-hour drive from Seoul, offers an escape from high-rise buildings, city pollution, and the noises and stress of our daily lives. This solitude and the opportunity to empty one's mind are probably among the main reasons many people embark on temple stays offered at traditional temples around the country. Hek Yangsa offers a temple stay experience that is specialized in temple cuisine. Mealtimes are quiet because they are considered a time to contemplate on oneself and appreciate the food as well as the efforts that went into producing and preparing the meal. Even through this small change, people who are often overwhelmed with vast food choices and feel no guilt about leaving leftovers might get a fresh perspective on the act of eating. At Hek Yangsa, participants can delve deeper into how Buddhism deals with one of the most crucial aspects of human existence and learn how food is a spiritual activity beyond the mere act of eating.
네, 저희가 준비한 기사는 여기까지입니다. The weather's getting colder, warmer, colder again.
My body is not built for this weather.
Me too. I started wearing 내복.
Yeah, I'm wearing like heat tech.
Yeah, heat tech. Anyways, 자, 추워지는 겨울입니다. 다들 환절기 뭐 따뜻해지고 추워지고 하니까요. 다들 감기 조심하시고요. 또 건강한 모습으로 저희는 또 다음 주에 뵙도록 하겠습니다. See you next week, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.